The EPA appears to be taking action to allow asbestos back into the manufacturing process in the United States. In early June, the EPA proposed what is called a significant new use rule that would open the door to new uses of asbestos. This follows EPA action the preceding month when it announced its new proposed approach for evaluating new uses of asbestos. This new approach does not include consulting pre-existing information on the uses of asbestos, despite the fact that the health risks associated with such uses have been widely documented. What health risks? We've known for decades that asbestos is a dangerous carcinogen that causes lung cancer, mesothelioma, and asbestosis. Asbestos insulation workers, for example, have 92 times the risk of developing lung cancer. Asbestos is banned in 60 countries and its use is heavily restricted in the United States, where 12 to 15,000 deaths per year are asbestos-related. Based on known information, it's fairly predictable what will happen if the EPA relaxes the restriction on asbestos use in the United States. There will be more incidents of lung cancer, mesothelioma, and asbestosis. In fact, mesothelioma-related deaths are already on the rise in the United States in recent years due to ongoing occupational and environmental exposures to asbestos fibers. There is global consensus from the World Health Organization to the Office of the United States Surgeon General that there is no safe level of asbestos exposure or controlled use of asbestos. As a matter of law, however, it's possible that the EPA will be successful in rolling back the restrictions on asbestos use. As with many of the other Trump administration regulatory rollbacks, it is a matter of following the administrative process and building the necessary record to support the agency's action. Elections have consequences, and an agency can strike a balance more strongly in favor of industry than the health, safety, and welfare of the public. By announcing a new, less rigorous approach for evaluating the risk of asbestos use, the EPA seems to be laying the necessary foundation. At the same time, however, the evidence is overwhelming that asbestos is a deadly material incapable of being used safely, and the scientific connection is very clear on this point. This evidence will be difficult, if not impossible, to refute. Alternative facts may work in dealing with political issues and the media, but this action by the EPA will be vigorously challenged in the courts, and an attempt to reverse long-standing scientific findings will likely not withstand the close scrutiny of a judicial appeal.